So to prepare ourselves for the actual meditation on taking on others' suffering, we can begin by taking our own future suffering. Yeah. And so this meditation has also very powerful results. Through that we purify our negative karma or negative potentialities, which will lead to future suffering, inevitably, unless we purify these potentialities or potentials. So this is one wonderful result of this practice. We purify negative karma or negative potentials we have in our own mental continuum. And this negative potential is the main cause of all our future suffering. And also, if we remove the cause of this suffering, we will not have to experience it in the future. So that's very important. And also understanding that freedom from future suffering actually is much more important than the freedom of suffering of this one short life. So if we believe in future lives, we know they are endless. So that implies, yeah, because we are at the moment trapped in this cycle of impure life, this implies future suffering of future life is not going to end, endless, life after life. This is what we have been experiencing until now. It's nothing new. This is what has happened in all our previous lives until now. We continue to suffer. Now we have the opportunity to to bring this cycle of impure life or samsara to an end through these spiritual practices. And like I said, in particular, this practice of taking on our own future suffering now, we can purify so much negative karma, which then not will ripen in suffering. So we can purify before it does ripen. Once it ripens, we have to experiencing it. Yeah, we have to accept it. Okay, so what exactly is the practice? So we imagine that all the suffering we will experience in our future lives. Maybe you think, well, I don't know what is the suffering. We don't have time to go all into the details, but like in here, in this, we can read all the different types of sufferings we are experiencing as humans, but also that we could take rebirth even as an animal, in five different realms. It's not so that we always are human beings, and then we experience different suffering. So at the moment, we don't need to go into detail. I mean, if you know about the different realms and there is a particular suffering which you really fear, then, of course, engage in this meditation. If you don't at the moment know more details, so don't worry. Just take as your object of meditation all your future suffering, as human, as non-human, and what we then imagine that this suffering adopts the form of black smoke, which we imagine enters our own heart, destroys our self-cherishing mind. So this is the main point here. Destroys the cause of all our suffering and problems is our self-cherishing mind. Yeah, so for example, one definition of samsara or cycle of impure life is samsara is the experience of a self-centered mind. Yeah, so what we want to destroy through this visualization is our self-cherishing mind, which is an ignorant mind, which comes from self-grasping. It's also a type of ignorance. Anyway, if you don't understand this exactly, doesn't matter. Just like all my selfish intentions, my negative intentions, self-centeredness, all this is going to be destroyed, yeah, by taking on my future suffering. And then you imagine yourself completely freed from any negative mind, from any delusion, from any selfish intention. And the result of this purification or freedom from this inner demon or inner evil is we develop great joy. And this is the object of our meditation.